The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7. Let me entertain
you. Right, 8:24. All this week we've been telling you that you could win a pair of tickets. My tickets. I can't go tonight to see Robbie Williams at Leeds. These are right in front of the stage. Great tickets. You can have them. We said all you've got to do is do something. What would you do to win these tickets? You have no idea the amount of sexual favours I've been offered this week. And amongst other things. But we picked someone. This person is out and about with Claire right now. And they said they're going to do something. If they do this, they will win a pair of tickets. It's as simple as that. I'm going to hand over to Claire Morrow, who is out and about right now in front of Lime Street, and she's with one of our listeners. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Kevin and the crew. Yes, I'm here on Lime Street. It is very busy. There is loads of buses, and believe it or not, two big coaches have pulled up with a bunch of old dears. They're going on their hauls. So we've got them standing by. I don't think they know what they're in for, as many of our listeners don't. I've got Barry here with me. Now, Barry, are you nervous?
Just a little bit.
You are?
Yes.
Now, you text in, told us what you do. Now, why did you go to extremes? Is this all for your wife, wasn't it?
It is. It's to win tickets for my wife to go and see Robbie Williams.
And because she's a big, huge fan.
Yes.
And obviously, you love your wife loads to be
very
able
much.
To do this.
Very, very much.
All right. Well, I think we need to get started soon. Now, what Barry is going to do is we're standing in front of St. George's Hall. He's going to run up the road, round the pillar and back to us. But he hasn't got his kit on. Now, get your kit off. There it is. Oh, my God. He's already ripped the pants off. Oh, they came off so quick. Oh, my God. He's stuck. Oh, my God. He is running. His little butt cheeks are going 10 to a dozen. Oh, my. Oh, listen to the crowd. Oh, my God. The old dears used to see their faces. I don't think they've ever seen this.
I haven't.
I'm looking at the back now. Oh, my. How fast is he? Oh, he's going further than we told him. Oh, it's great. It is fabulous. I want to see the front. He's got my view now. Now he's round the back. Now I need to move positions now because I can't see him.
Get a better view, Claire.
God, it is jiggling to the wind. You should see this thing.
It's like Telly Savalas in Apollo.
I haven't seen a man naked since Tim. Oh my goodness, it is great. Oh come on, oh my God, it's going everywhere. Oh my God. We need to get a picture of this. I'm getting quite scared as it runs forward to me. This big ball of flesh is whirling towards me. Oh, my goodness. We're getting... Here he is. He's almost here. Oh, my goodness. Barry! Barry, where are you? Oh, my God! It is cold.
He is tired and cold.
He is quickly getting his kit back on because I think we're going to be in video. Oh, you can hear them all. You should see these people on the bus here. Hello! Right, we've got to go because there's a police camera up the road here, so we're off and we will speak to you soon.
Fantastic. Thank you, Claire Morrow. Now, what he doesn't realise is we're only going to give him one ticket for that, okay? If he wants the other ticket, he's going to have to do it again somewhere else in City Centre. Stand by, we'll hook back up with Claire and him in 10 minutes.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
We've got Biffo the Cosmic Raver Hangel on the line. I think, what line is he on, Claire?
He's on 5.
Line 5. Line 5, are you there, Biffo?
Line 5, coming alive. All right, you blizzard, how are you, Steve?
I'm all right, thanks, Biffo. You all right?
I was on the CD crew this month.
Very well, thanks, Biffo.
Laughing at how's that album? And pops in on your show, Peggy. How's she doing, Liz?
Yeah, she's all right, apparently, Biffo.
I'll tell you what, she gets a little bit highly stronger, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Wants to cool her jets, I'm telling you, Liz.
She wants to cool her jets.
If you're listening, Peggylington, cool your Jellington. Seed Creamfield's on the way this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. Dee, did you say there's going to be buses leaving from town?
Yeah, they're leaving every 15 minutes from Lime Street from midday on Saturday to about and then return as well.
That kid, that's going to be bang on.
It's just going to be bang on
the blizzard down there. Raving and misbehaving.
Yeah.
It's going to be bang on, kid. Hey, I've got a bit of a question for you here, Steve.
Go ahead then, Biffo, ask away.
What's the difference between an illegal immigrant and E.T.?
I don't know. What is the difference between an illegal immigrant and E.T.?
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
Firstly, E.T. looks better.
Yeah.
Secondly, E.T. smells better. water.
Yeah.
Thirdly, he sees Laird's English.
Yeah.
And fourthly, he's bought his own bike and actually wants to go home. Oh, Steve, I'll see you later. Catch Steve in the morning, you blizzard. See you later, Steve.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast. Let me
entertain you. We've had to cancel Battle of the Sexes this morning because Claire is out and about with a naked man. We have some tickets, basically my tickets tonight for Robbie Williams at Leeds. I can't go. You can have them. We did say anyone can have them, providing you do something. And you've got to do it. Be prepared to do it. We all gathered round in the office yesterday, looked at the hundreds of requests that came in. I was overruled by Claire. I wonder why. She said, oh, let's go with this one. And it was a naked man. Actually, to be fair, we didn't know whether it was a man or a woman, so it was a bit of a gamble because there was no name on it. When we phoned up, it turned out to be a man. I was
so
like,
we hung up.
Yeah. So that was a bit of a pity, but we'd already made the call, so that's why we chose this guy. It's Barry Stevenson from Liverland. We've made him do one naked run. We've given one ticket. He still wants to earn that other ticket. Let's catch up with Claire, who's on Islington, I think, in City Centre, Liverpool right now. Are you there, Blondie?
I am here, Kevin. Yes, I'm on Islington, which is very busy. We're right in front of the National Express bus terminal. I have Barry here. Now, he's fully clothed. Now, Barry, how was it before for you?
Very nervous, very scary.
Now, I've only given you one ticket, which was, by the way, Kev's idea, not mine, so you can blame him when we get back to the studio. So you need to do this. What does this mean, obviously?
Do I have to do it again?
Yes, you certainly do. You need to do it again. And we need to be a bit careful around here, actually, because there's some some police walking around. All right, so are you ready?
Unfortunately, yes.
All right, now, okay. One, two, three. Get your kit off, all right? The jacket's coming off. Oh, my God. The pants are coming off again. He always has trouble at the bottom here, which is perfect. He's got a bit of a fan club. Oh, and he's off. His little buttocks. Oh, and he's got the really white trainers on. It looks great. Oh, my God. Oh, no, don't. Oh, my God. He's almost just been run over. Oh, there he is. He's made it. He's touched the Islington time. Now, he's coming back over to us. One of his friends is here, a fireman, taking pictures of him. Oh, he's getting a great response. You go, boy. I tell you, Barry has got some balls. Oh, my God. He's back. He is back with us. Now, Kev, I think we need to go. There's a cop right round the corner. So, well done, Barry. Oh, he's already left me. He's got his jacket on and his little butt hanging out. Oh, we'll see. We'll be back in the studio in a minute.
Fantastic. Let's give it up for Barry Stevenson. Great sport. Well done. He's got some. maybe that's all he's got. In Liverland, he's got himself a pair of tickets. He's got my tickets to go and see Robbie Williams tonight at Leeds. Enjoy the concert. Thank you, everybody that texted.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
I was thinking about some differences. We did this ages and ages and ages ago, and I was just looking through my file there just a moment ago, and I thought, yeah, these are quite good. Some differences between prison and work. Right. You know, because sometimes you feel like you're in prison when you're in work.
Yeah.
And the differences are this. In prison, you spend the majority of your time in a 10x10 cell, approximately. In work, you spend the majority of your time in an 8x8 cubicle. Although we call it Studio 2. In prison, you get 3 meals a day. At work, you get a break for one meal, and you've got to pay for it. In prison, you get time off for good behaviour, yet at work, you get more work for good behaviour.
Yeah.
Don't you? In prison, the guard locks and unlocks all the doors for you. At work, you're often required to carry a security card and open all the doors yourself. In here, there's just lockdown, isn't there? Everywhere you go, you've got to go through about 28 million lockdowns, little security things. In prison, you can watch television and play games with each other.
Mummies and daddies.
Oh, don't. Please, no. At work, you get fired for watching TV and playing games, don't you? What else? Differences between prison and work here. In prison, you get your own toilet. Don't go there. In work, you share the toilet with some people who pee on the seat.
Ugh.
Not good.
Worse.
Yes, you're right. In prison, they allow your family and friends to visit. At work, you're not supposed to even speak to your family, really.
Yeah, you're not, are you?
Well, it's slightly different in this particular job. In prison, all the expenses are paid for by the taxpayers, yet at work, you pay all your expenses to get to work, and then they deduct taxes from your salary to pay for the prisoners. In prison, you spend most of your life inside bars, wanting to get out. You know exactly what's coming here. At work, you spend most of your time wanting to get out and go inside, boss. Yeah. And then finally, in prison, you've got to deal with sadistic wardens. Yet at work, I think we call them managers, don't we? Just one or two little differences between prison and work. We'll try and get that on the website for you a little bit later on as well.
Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.